Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Capture. She has just released a fantastic new track called RAB, and I'm super excited to talk to all about it. Capture, thank you for being here. How are you? What's going on?
Great. Thanks so much for having me. How
What
are you
is
today?
I'm great. This is easily the highlight of my day. It's the best thing I'll be doing today. And I can think of no better way to spend my afternoon than talking to you about new music.
Exciting.
Very exciting. So, what are you up to? Where are you? What's happening?
Yeah, so I'm in the process of releasing quite a few singles. We have seven total coming out this summer. We're at, let's see, one, two, three have been released, with one coming out next week. So we have lots to come.
Very cool. You've got this one called RAB. It is coming out officially on August 11th, so I'm told. But I love it and I want to talk to you all about it. So let's get this out of the way for those that don't know. What does that stand for and what is this song about?
Yes, so RAB stands for Real Ass Bitch. It is a fierce hip hop track. It's pretty much about like this, like you walk in the room, like people are gonna look at you like who is she? So pretty much that's like what the track is about, like a fierce having fierceness really. And like if a lot of my tracks kind of go together. So we started out with New Beginnings, which was my move here to LA from
Oh.
Florida, which was quite a big move for me. And then we had Without You, which is about a past relationship that I left behind.
Okay.
And then you have Compare to Me that just came out last week. Which is where the fierceness starts to come in, that we
Sure.
don't need men in our lives in order to make it. And in being in the world that we're in today, like that women can be just as fierce and just as able to hold their own, and what qualities that you hold. And that's what Compare to Me is about. And then Real Ass Bitch comes out, and it's pretty much talking about that they can't compare to what I hold and what I offer, and they're over there turning heads pretty much. So,
I love that. Yeah, men suck. Men are the worst. We don't need them in our lives at all. I feel like RAB maybe is just like, how did you come like with that? Like, I assume you came up with this. It feels like something that you're like, yeah, like I'm just gonna use this in my everyday vocabulary and then I'll make a song about it. Like, how did that come to
We definitely do use it a lot.
I figured it.
So
See, I mean, now I'm going to use it, but I'll obviously credit.
yeah, so Real Ass Bitch, I mean, I'm 23 years old. I graduated high school at 17, got my real estate license at 18, graduated with a bachelor's at 19. So I've definitely learned my way of making it through by working hard. And now it's like you're gonna work hard until you make it, and then once you make it, then you're still gonna work hard, because I'm one that gets very bored if I'm not working. So
Sure, I feel the
making
same.
music, and I'm also a commercial realtor, so that's like my full daytime job. So
Yeah.
but
Awesome.
it's talking about, honestly, being on the beach, eating, like on one of the lines is on the coast of Saint-Tropez, eating my Frito-Lays, like I'm just chilling now. Like that's
Awesome.
yeah, so
Very cool. No, I love that. I mean, one thing I've noticed about your music, and I pretty much listen to it all or everything that's been released at this point, is that it's very open and honest, and you don't really like you're very straightforward in the way that you present these stories. You know what I mean? There's no like, I mean, sure, there's metaphors here and there, but you're like, this is what happened, this is the facts, and like it's very in your face, which I love. Like, you're not hiding anything. It feels like maybe your real life and your music overlap perfectly, and it's just like this stream of you.
Yeah, so a lot of my music comes from my journal, which I've been journaling since I was 16, so it's definitely authentic to who I am. And I feel like Real Ass Bitch is honestly, it's a very special song to me. One of so Sam J. Garfield produced this track, and one of his other artists, Wow Ash Wow, she actually helped me write the track, and also Jamie Love, who was featured on Compare to Me. So we all three kind of wrote this track together. I came in with an idea, and it's been an honestly, it's the release I'm most excited for. We have an amazing music video that Vincent House Productions shot that will be coming out shortly after the song comes out. But it's definitely quite the work of art, this song. I'm very excited for the release. So
How did the name Capture come to be?
yeah, so Capture came to me because I've always liked to capture moments, whether it's writing things down, taking photos, taking videos, and that's it. People used to call me Polaroid a lot growing up. So when we went to go distribute my first song, at the time my name was Polaroid, and we decided to change it to Capture because there's just a lot of Polaroids, and with Polaroid camera, it can get hard to find you on the internet.
That
So,
is very true. Probably a lot of copyright information
yeah.
as well.
So it's Capture with a K, and
I think Capture comes off the tongue, rolls off the tongue a lot easier than Polaroid as well. Both great
yeah, no,
names,
I love it.
but you gotta think long term here. Well, like I said, I've listened to a lot of your music at this point, and one thing that is very apparent is that you are not making just one style of music. Like, you're continually experimenting, trying new things, and I think that this song is really, like, I'm not going to say it goes off the deep end, but it definitely delves into the experimentation side of things, which I love personally. How are you explaining this to people? When they ask, like, what is this song? What are you saying?
I mean, it's come up a lot, and all seven of the singles are very different. Like, there's not one that fits into like one genre or one pocket. Like, I'm still experimenting with how I want my art to come off and how I'm going to put together my art to share it with everyone. And that may be rap, that may be hip hop, that may be alternative, it may be EDM. Like, there's definitely different genres that have come into play when writing my music. And also Sam, who has produced all of my tracks so far, he's very good at helping us expand our genres and not getting comfortable in one spot. So, and I'm still figuring out my sound. So.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing right there is, like, for someone who's continuing to make music, and I guess it's still very early on in their career, like, of a long career, you kind of want to cast a wide net and try new things and put it out there and see what works and then get the feedback from it. I also think, just based on, like, the lyrics of your songs, one thing I've also noticed, and this is, like, a huge compliment, I think, is the tone of the song and, like, what you're actually hearing kind of resembles the message of the song as well. Like, they go hand in hand with what you're saying and what you're hearing, which is a big thing for me, at least.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I do have two songs that I consider to be on the like calmer, softer side, which is Without You, which already came out. And I do have a song called Sailed. It will be the last release to come out. It's actually about my relationship with my father. So he's no longer in my life, but the song is definitely like, it's almost like Black Parade.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
Nice. Well, I'll specifically be looking forward to that one as well. Love that. Considering your music has so much variety in it, do you find that you approach writing these songs in different ways based on what they're about?
So my journal stems everything, but I have enjoyed definitely collaborating with people when writing, just to, I'm still learning. Like, I don't necessarily structure my songs. I kind of just write what comes to me, and that could be listening to a sound first and then coming up with lyrics, or it could be I have these quotes and these or these words were written down in my journal and now I'm going to put it make something with right. Sam. So either way.
Yeah, I love that. It kind of feels like it's all over the place. And
it is.
There's no, but that's okay, but there's no right way or wrong way to do things. And the final product speaks for itself. So that's great.
Yeah,
it sounds for sure. Like it also sounds like you've got a pretty insane release schedule at this point with 7 songs planned that are just like one after the other after the other.
Yes.
Yeah, which I mean, good for you, because releasing one song a month is wild, let alone just like rapid fire.
Yeah, it's about a 3-month span of all 7 songs.
Damn, congrats to you. That's stressful. And
yeah,
like
so we
living
have,
your life as a person too.
This is my life.
I know, but like, you know, job and friendships and like time and stuff like that. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
We have 4 music videos planned, 2 which have been shot already and 2 that are coming up. So definitely exciting stuff coming, but it's definitely crammed in there.
Yeah.
But I'm excited and I'm already, we are working on a EP to come out later, hopefully later this year, if not early next year. So
Something
that will
to
be next.
Yeah. What are some things that you've learned along the way? I can only assume that like you starting out on this journey, putting out song 1 and then fast forward to today, like is a completely different world. I guess what are like the tips and tricks of doing it?
Honestly, exactly what we were just talking about. Like there is no rule book to art. Like and Sam is such a, like he boosts us so much when it comes to this, because he's like, if you want to have a song that has 24 bars, 24 bars, and then a hook, like do that. And I do have a song like that. It's actually with an artist named Groovy, and it will come out after, let's see, Real Ass Bitch will come out. And then I think it's next after that. Yeah, Residuals is what it's called. And Groovy's another one of Sam's artists that I've collaborated with. And honestly, another great thing that I've learned is collaborating with people will teach you so much, whether it's writing, whether it's learning new sounds, whether it's just seeing what someone else's perspective is on what they're hearing.
Yeah.
I love to sit in on other people's sessions or even sit with people while they write and see what their process is, because I don't necessarily have a specific process when I write my music. Like things come to me, or sometimes I'll sit there and be like, this is one specific thing that I, or point that I want to get across and that I want to share. And now I'm going to expand that in order to turn it into a song. But some people have very different ways of writing. And even my brother Carter, he's also an artist, and his genre of music is very different than mine. And we talk about it all the time, because like when I started out, I was very into doing rap and hip hop, which is very different from writing a song where you have a melody, and the process is very different. So I'm just learning along the way, honestly. And I feel like the number one thing is just to be open to listening to what other people have to say and what their processes are, and that there's not one right way, because there is no right way to art. It's art. So
that's inspiring. Seriously. I feel like your process is also living your life. You know what I mean? Like you're not making, no, truly, like you're not out here making manufactured music. Just like, well, that would be a funny story that didn't happen. But like, you know what I mean? That's like the passion and the realness actually comes through in your music, as opposed to like 99% of the crap that you hear out there today, where it's like, that didn't happen, but it's catchy, but that didn't happen. Like, you're living.
No, I appreciate that. All of my music is very authentic to who I am, and it makes it easy for me to create art, because I don't have to go through that process of making up a story, because my art is my life. It's literally the story of my life. So
No, that's why I love doing these, is because like I could have randomly found your music and had no context on the background, but now I know you're for real. And like everyone else that watches or listens will know, like, oh yeah, like things happened and I heard it here. It's really cool fight.
Yeah, Carter and I were just having this conversation about how like your top songs that people want to like play in the club is like all the catchy like basic things because that's what they can remember. But I'm like, I don't make music for that. I make music because it's my art and it tells a story and it's in hopes to share my story with someone that may have a similar story. And
Absolutely. Well, that's the most important part, is not conforming to some, like, to what society wants. You're the one putting in all the hard work. Like, it should be music that you'd want to play in the car, not music that you feel that you need to make so that it gets played in a club that no one will ever remember.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's complicated. Speaking of music in a live setting, have you played shows? Is that something that you've done or that you want to do? Any
So
possibility?
I have my first show coming up on the
Ooh.
31st, I believe. Yes,
Nice.
on the 31st, which is 2 weeks away. It's at Rocco's in West Hollywood at 10 p.m.
Nice.
So that will be my first live setting show, which I am excited about. So
Have you, I'm assuming you've thought about it, what you're going to do, how it's going to sound, set list, blah, blah, blah.
yes. We do have, I'm just gonna be doing two songs,
Okay.
which will be compared to me, and actually I will be performing Real Ass Bitch
Nice.
before
Well,
it comes
a
out. So
preview.
yes.
Love that. Very cool. Well, you're in the West Hollywood area. Sounds like that's the place to be on July 31st. Very cool.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely excited.
Other than those two songs, is there a song released or unreleased that you're most looking forward to playing in a live setting?
I think Real Ass Bitch is the one
Okay.
that I've been waiting for.
Okay.
It's the song that I probably put the most time into creating the really every from everything from writing it to production to even the music video. It was also the first music video I ever shot. So, and it's been months that we've been putting it together. We actually just got the finished render a few days ago. So
Nice.
I'm
How's it
definitely
looking?
excited. It's pretty
It's
cool.
looking
I'm
good.
excited for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You should be. Awesome. Well, considering that we're like halfway past this year, like we're through the midway point, which is wild, what are some goals that you'd hopefully like to hit by year's end?
Wait, you cut out. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, it's okay. I was gonna say, what are some goals that you'd like to hit by this year's end?
By this year's end, I would love to hit 100,000 streams on one of my songs on Spotify.
Nice.
I was honestly so grateful for it's honestly crazy to think about how many people have streamed your songs. Like Without You came out and within the first week had done 10,000 streams, which is just craziness. But I, as someone that comes from such a small place, like I come from Florida, where like from West Palm Beach, and to come from somewhere and to not have a following at all, and then to hop into LA where everyone's got their things going on, it's like you're a small fish in a big bowl. So to be able to share my music with so many people has been so exciting. So I would love to hit 100,000 streams on one of my songs by end of year, and also hopefully finish my EP that we're working on now
Sure.
by the end of the year. So
No rush on the EP. It sounds like you've got a million other things going on.
well, I always have a
Cool.
million things going on. I love to
Yeah.
hustle, love to work.
Love
So
it. Love it. Love it. Okay, I've got two more for you. I want to know, what have you been listening to these days? And normally I don't ask this question because I feel it's kind of cheesy, but I'm asking you specifically because I feel like your music has such a wide sound to it that you listen to
Yeah.
a lot of cool things. So what do you listen to?
I have quite the playlist, to be honest with you, and I feel like people would be a little shocked at what I listen to because some of it is not related to my music at all.
Good. That's what I was hoping. And I'm ready. I'm ready to not judge you at all.
I mean, if you want to start kind of in my genre of music, you have Mulatto, you have Doechii, you have Nicki Minaj, you have Ice Spice. Then you get over to not really my genre of music where you have Bank, you have Eden, you have who else? I don't even know. My playlist is such a wide variety. Like everything from EDM to alternative to hip hop to rap is like in there. So
Awesome.
yeah.
Yeah, so just keep it as wide as
You
variety as possible.
do
And
you
music becomes its
I
own
can
thing.
literally pull up my Spotify playlist for you and
Please
read
do.
off.
Please do.
I think you will. I think you're gonna be like, what is this girl listening to?
No, it should. Yeah, you, listen, if you only listen to the same thing over and over, you're only going to make the same music over and over.
No, and I totally agree. We also listen to a lot of our friends' music
Yeah.
that's in our group with that all record with Sam. We have some amazing artists, including Jamie Love, Wow Ash Wow. We have Jagasi is another one that I love to listen to who works with Sam. You have Bobby Newberry, but here's my list. So Kim Petras, Sam Smith, you have Flo Milli, Lola Brooke, Noah Cyrus, like Marshmello, Eden, Labyrinth, Bank. Like I have a very
Everything.
interesting playlist. So,
Good.
but no, I don't limit myself to one genre that I listen to, and we live in a household where there's always music playing in the house, and it might not be my playlist playing. So then someone, Carter, might be playing something that I'm like, ooh, I kind of like that. And then I'll add it to my playlist. We actually have a shared playlist on Spotify that is usually what I listen to. So, and I love that because it makes something that I hear in an EDM song may just be a little sound that when I'm doing production with Sam that I might want to add to my music. So, yeah,
That's what it's all about,
that's
expanding
my
your
playlist.
horizons. Cool. No, that's the exact answer I was looking for. Nailed it. My last question for you here is basically for the person that is going to discover you, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your music for the first time?
Message. My music is very, very true to who I am. Each song has a meaning. There are no songs that are just a club song to bop to. Each song, the lyrics all mean something. They all come from my journal. So, really just to keep your ears open and really listen to the words that I say because the words that I say all have a lot of meaning.
That's as good as it gets right there.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time, but please let me plug your music one more time before we wrap up. So
Okay.
for those who might have missed it, this is Capture. The song is called RAB, but as you've probably heard, there's like a million more songs coming out and music videos and all of this fun stuff. So obviously, we're gonna have the links in the article so you can listen and share and follow along and do all that fun stuff and just stay up to date on everything. I'm excited to see what else comes because I really enjoyed what I heard and I can't wait to hear more. So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. If you want to find my music, it's Capture with a K on Spotify, and also Capture with a K spelled out on Instagram. So, and all my links are there.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much again for your time. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Try not to boil in this heat. And I hope to speak soon.
Yes, same to you.
Awesome. All right. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye.